figuring out who the hell said you, Mr. Bush, and Mr. Cheney, and Mr. Baker know me well. And when I alert through this man to them, they immediately acted. They're going to now play some other games. We'll see about that. They can only help us with those. I know you have trouble waiting. I know you have trouble not knowing things. I know it's hard to accept that there's some things that are going on that is better you not know. We're not a church group. Neither are we a subversive group. Everything we do is totally open. And that's why we're still around. The silly crap going on out there in that street with the telephone company is the funniest thing I've witnessed. They keep hooking up everything. There isn't anything left to hook up. For goodness sakes. This same person went and just stirred up everybody. So they had to do something. So they send out the telephone crews to do all this and do all that and keep other ones out of the damn hole. The CIA, the FBI, Edwards Air Force Military Intelligence, the Air Force Intelligence Security Service. They all have their own private lines hooked up. I don't know why they can't share. I mean, it makes for 10 times the amount of documents to mark top secret that you can't share with anybody, especially each other. And it's wonderful. If you ever want any action, call the office and tell them not to tell anybody but. Oh, the writing's already? Huh. Incredible fun. You better be enjoying it because it gets continually more interesting all the time. So I'd like to get this other thing out of the way first so we can move on and talk about Greitz and a few other things. I'm certainly open to any kind of input if anybody wants to do that, and maybe we'll read this and then offer any opportunity for rebuttal. I've heard Patricia. I accept that. Would you acknowledge who, please? Well, I just wanted it acknowledged on the equipment.
Okay. Everyone can hear me? Mm-hmm. Okay. My name is Penny. I know probably most of you, and most of you probably know me. I really appreciate the communication that I have with you, Hatton. And I thoroughly enjoy that communication on a personal level. And I enjoy the communication that Robin and Russell and I have with Jermaine and a number of the other teachers that come into us. It's important for me to acknowledge part of the writings since my name was mentioned in several parts of the writings. I appreciated what you wrote, and I acknowledge what was written. There is something that everybody needs to know and something that does need to be cleared up, and that's in one of the paragraphs, the bottom paragraph on page 3, where it states that this con liar, quote unquote, has sucked in beloved seekers of truth, such as Don and Ellen, Buddy, Alan F., and Penny. Okay, I need to clarify that if you're referring to Dr. Coleman as being the con liar, I don't even know if I'm supposed to mention his name, but whoever the con liar is, the way I'm reading this, I have never had any communication with this individual.
Not directly. I understand that, Penny.
Okay. So I just need it to be known to everybody here so that when people look at me in the eye, that they know that there is no communication with me and this individual or my husband.
It's important to me that you acknowledge this because Germaine is a very valid teacher and you have a tremendously good relationship with that teacher. And I don't want anyone leaving with any misperceptions. I have to again say, when you are working with desperate people who have played in the games of intelligence undercover for so long, it will never be just visible. And know that all of the higher energies understand that, and so do your brothers and sisters. It's a time of pain.
Commander?
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate that acknowledgement. I also need to say that I started to write this morning, and I thought that it was more important that it be communicated verbally. So I was trying to get my thoughts together on this. My communication, as it states in this paragraph, my communication is, however, with Don and Ellen Beaumont and Ellen Hayes, as stated in this paragraph. These three individuals have been friends of Russell and myself for 13 years. And they are the finest people I think I've ever known. I trust them explicitly with my life. And I know Russell feels the same way. And they are the most trustworthy and honest individuals I think I've ever had the pleasure of meeting. And the ones of you in this room that have had that pleasure know that to be a fact. So I need to state that very emphatically. And through this friendship and communication, there has been no passing of information with this con liar, whoever this person, individual is referred to. So that needs to be made very clear. I also need to go to another page where it talks about Russell's and my petition for our offer of assistance with this group. I have to, most people here know that Russell and I came here, but the rest of you who don't know, you need to know that Russell and I came here on the direction of Germaine. And we did not really know of this group except mention of it through Don and Ellen in passing. We were directed here to do work here, and it had nothing to do with the group. And Hatton has mentioned, you have mentioned, Commander, the importance of people supporting themselves, and that's what Russell and I are doing. We're making our ends meet the best way that we can. Russell goes to Los Angeles to work, and I'm collecting unemployment until that runs out. I take care of Robin full-time. I've offered my assistance on a volunteer basis at the office, unfortunately, because we simply can't afford to pay someone to come in and watch Robin. I can't help out. But our thoughts and our love has been with everybody and supporting them. But everybody needs to know that we are fully functioning on our own, and we don't expect anything from the group at all. Our offer of assistance has come in because Russell and I have expertise in different areas, and as it should come up and as you need it, Rick has our resume stating what it is we can do to help. Until that time, we totally support ourselves. So I just need to acknowledge that. The last thing I need to clear up is in one of the last paragraphs on the second to the last page where it states that my communication with Germaine, that he told me that there was going to be the big quake was going to happen within a week or two. That's only partially correct. And the way the information came was Germaine had indicated to me that there would be many large magnitude quakes, 5, 6, 7, and 8 on the Richter scale, that the large magnitude quake would not happen for some time, the probability of maybe up to 1 year. And I need to quote him exactly the way he said it to me because it was not, the information was given to you, I believe, incorrectly.
I got the information from Germaine as confirmation for you, Penny.
Okay. So he does not specify, in most cases, certain times. He gives me like a broad perspective and he also indicates to me, and you gave confirmation in one of the writings, that they have a difficult time in being able to project time and space because they don't come from time and space. where we do. And so when they say or you say something soon, soon could be 10, 15 years, it could be a month, it could be a week. They haven't, you being on that level, you have no way of being able to project. You're just trying to give us that broad perspective. And I don't, and I want it to be made clear that when I don't often give feedback as to what my meditations are with Jermaine. I did in this case to certain individuals, only certain individuals. So I want that to be made clear, that I don't go around claiming to be a speaker or whatever you want to call it, of Jermaine. I just receive what I feel to be really positive, correct energy for me, and Russell receives him as well. And we go within and we do our own asking and our own confiding with him. And basically we don't do anything without consulting him. The reason why Russell and I have not participated with the group as much is because we don't want to be involved in all this garbage.
Right.
And that
I wish I could resign too.
And that doesn't mean that we're not here in the background doing the work, and that Don and Ellen and Ellen and whomever else is not in the background doing the necessary work on another level. It just means that we're keeping our own counsel and we're staying out of the garbage. So I appreciate the time you've given me, and God bless you for all the information and the love that you've given.
Thank you. Jermaine is very, very attached to you. And when all of this begins to break, it always appears that don't the higher energies know what the deuce they're doing? That was for your confirmation that he, that you would receive and know that he has told me that's valid. We're all trying to do a job. And it is so sad to me when all the babies get thrown out with the bathwater because it gets a little soapy. I had to be blunt about Don and Ellen because Coleman is going to lay a lot of the responsibility, Ellen, on your head. And that's in front of, you know, like five witnesses. I'm not going to allow it to go through that way, but I don't know what I can do, because he has also said that Hatton is nothing but a creation and fabrication of George Green and America West. He is the one who went to the University of Science and Philosophy and stirred the entire cauldron to a boiling mess, to the point that their attorneys stand in a federal court of law and make stupid idiots of themselves. And yet he has gone to the same attorney that represents them. And that's supposed to be a big surprise, shock, and incredible revelation to us. People like this, in their desperation, don't care who they pull down. They don't even perceive themselves as pulling anyone down. They perceive themselves as great bearers of truth, and they're going to save the rest of you from yourselves. Unfortunately, they destroy as they go along. And I was greatly, greatly relieved to find you here. And I acknowledge it, and I appreciate it, and I thank you. We're going to get there, people. The intent always, whether verbalized or not, is to stop the work, to stop the word, to bring down the nation and control a world. And each thing that we do is so important. Each tiny thing that we do. We have a new contributor, and Penny will understand this. Penny will understand this better than anybody in this room, this moment. Unless you receive from one of us, you may not hear really what I'm saying. We have a new receiver. It isn't that she's so new in receiving. It's just that she and Commander Soltec have struck up an agreement And we need to offer you ones more geophysical information as we go along here. And I am stranded. I must have help because my scribe can't handle it all. And Soltec has been utilizing Dorma. And we've had some wondrous lessons on volcanoes and earthquake faults and why this area would rise. And it turns out, you see, as it unfolds, and this is what Kali is getting, is that that Pacific plate basically holds and is the foundation of old Lemuria and older yet, Mu. And so the next few minutes here, I'm going to direct to Kali. And I'm going to do it by reminding Penny of how she felt one day when I made some statements. And she agonized over it all night long as if she were getting incorrect information from Germaine. That is not what we're talking about here. Dorma's direction and purpose is different. Soltec is just as spiritual a teacher as is Hatton or Corton or Sananda, for that matter. We each serve in different capacities, in different need situations. So whatever I might, quote, reject as being feasible for printing in the paper, a receiver may feel that I have just negated their work. Number one, I never get in between a receiver and the teacher. Soltec knows what he's doing. Germaine knows very, very well what he's doing. In fact, Dorma would like to get him by the ear and say, look, buddy, with these Pleiades connections, I'm a little tired of it. But you see the purpose. And one say, well, do the ends justify the means? What in the world are we talking about? If you're going to murder somebody, absolutely not, no matter what it is. But to be patient, to have a little bit more training, to be able to confront the adversary on the level the adversary will understand, and you will prevail in the light of God, to get your ear tweaked a little bit. Please, we're in the final days of the planet. And I know that I brought great pain to Penny once, but I brought her also confirmation after the fact. There's not a receiver in the world, especially in these days of pain, where you feel you bear the responsibility of not only the world on your head, but the souls of men. Please, Father, just don't let me misproject. To the point that ones will usually withdraw within and quit sharing with anyone. We go through these periods, and especially when Dorma hears, you know, I'm going to blow your head away type thing. There comes the feeling of why go on with this. But through each one of these things, we all grow. And we all grow so much more discerning. And one say, well, how can you then allow that book? Why wouldn't I allow that book? I went to a whole heck of a lot of trouble to get that book published and out there for the readers as a source of information. And I could monitor what went in it by doing it this way. It was an opportunity for growth of this person beyond all imaginings. But this one did not choose to treat it that way. That's absolutely those ones' privileges, It's just sad. Well, what I ask for from Soltec and Cali are more inputs into geophysical unfolding. You're in the middle of a time of earthquakes and volcanic eruptions, and Soltec knows that system of that working plate and what is happening in that sea of peace as Lemuria and Mu began to rise again and displace. And he began to write a little bit on that. But now we get a little sidetracked into the more spiritual. Well, the receiver is asking for more spiritual input to bring herself into some kind of balance in this overwhelming load that is being brought. So this teacher is responding to her needs for association with the spiritual aspect of what she begins to write. And she is utilizing our methods for doing the Liberator, etc. You take what already is, you integrate it and put it out there. That's because you ones have to know what's wrong. But if this is done incorrectly or out of sequence or without real, real clarity, a reader starts to read, gets the contradiction, throws out the book, curses the world, and goes about doing what John Coleman just has done. I'm going to have to ask her to hold with the writings, not send them and share them. We're just going to hold them for a little bit until we can bring ones up into more curiosity, if nothing else, of their ancestry in Lemuria and Mu. Because early writers, and you see, she has been exposed to or has been asked to derive basic information already known from that which is already published or spoken, and from artifacts that have been found and interpretations of symbols. So that what, let me use as an example, what is said is that in the beginning of Mu, or the world, which is all they could deal with, and this is according to an author, see, and she states the author. His name is Churchward, James Churchward. For you who wish to do a little research, many of you probably have come into that name. It was unfamiliar to these ones, but it's not anymore. But as you study this, there's going to be a lot of validity in those records, but you have to know something right off the bat, and this is what is being missed. Once the world, the planet itself, was pulled away and became a functioning planet, as the civilizations perished, once from those civilizations survived, and as other artifacts and things from those civilizations that were buried or unearthed, it seems to lend credence to what those ones mistakenly already believed. They don't have the story of what you will find in the Sumerian texts as to the creation of the planet itself. It will start from this void again, where everything is nothing. And out of the mud of the sea, wherever the sea came from, came the first little creatures. But man wasn't among them. Man was brought as a...
Thank you for the pause to turn the tape.
What has happened? And see, Cali may take this, especially if she only gets to that first half of that tape. I would hope, Cali, if you are listening to this tape, you've turned it over. Obviously, you will have. Or if she has a breakdown and you hear from her, please tell her just turn the tape over. She has absolutely accurately depicted what is there to this point. And then Soltec takes her through the fact that the seeds were this, that, and the other, and then there is a spiritual communication. Well, you need spiritual communication. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying here. Most of you, that's all you need. But we're having to serve 6.5 billion people. So we cannot just serve selves. And this is valid historical documentation of what was located and found of ancient and handed down through tablets and so forth. And so these clay tablets were found that depict all of this. And then throughout the society, all of the artifacts, all of the idols, all of the replications of deity were expressed as seven-headed serpents. And this slops over all the way to places like Egypt, where you had the lovely gondolas that flowed the Nile, and this beautiful curving canopy with scallops or whatever. That started out as a serpent with seven heads, cobras. Please remember.
Whoever has the microphone, please turn it off. It was shut off.
Well, maybe we're tromping on something. You also have a lot of interference playing around. They're trying to, as we sit here, they're still trying to trigger that San Andreas fault. Your world's in serious trouble, and I feel almost remiss to sit up here and talk about these things, but these things are the more important to you. That fault's going to go. The fault on the other side is going to go. The fault down the middle is going to go. All the finger faults are going to go. Already you're getting the sulfuric acid fumes from the volcanic action down around the Salton Sea. You had another earthquake yesterday, probably today, in Yucca Valley. You've had over 55,000 of them since Landers. So don't hide your head in the sand. There are going to be some big ones coming down. They're going to get, you know, it cannot be missed, what happened in Florida. It must not be missed. But neither must you go away with wrong conceptions about your history. Just because there was a Lemuria or a Mu and somebody might have experienced there does not make it a right experience. It does not make it a godly experience. You can be confounded well sure it is going to be a dark, black as hell experience. Because you know you've come to here. And you know that civilization and that society perished. Except for the remnant. The serpent is the symbol of evil. It's a little bit unfortunate because the snake is not necessarily a bad person. But I've looked very carefully. If you take any kind of a serpent as your logo or your staff, probably because you don't know what you're doing, the Medusa and then the Caduceus, which is the symbol of healing, a physician. It gets all confused, you see, and ones don't know what they're talking about. Number one, the Caduceus actually should have the dual snakes. It usually is represented as a single snake. The fact is, why would it have a serpent on it at all unless it was created by those who call themselves the serpent people? And guess who they are? They are the ancient Khazarians in your time frame. They labeled themselves that. I am not giving out information. false or otherwise. They called themselves that. All I say to you is use discernment. And don't try starting at book 57. Start there if you like, but before you plague me with questions, go read the other 56. And then I'll probably suggest you read the other two. And then ask me. I'll try to cover it. Nora is working as hard as she can. And a lot of information begins to make sense. And then ones meet with Nora and they want to share their own research. And it will get burdensome. And I just can only say I give appreciation. And I also will say that in every instance, Nora, I have found Nora's work to be true. When it all works out, I can rely on hers. There are some I really would like to rely a little bit more on because they have devoted so much of their time in searching. But again, if you are searching for something to pull another down, you have a tendency to search where you're going to be able to find that. And then your work gets a little bit biased. Nora just wanted the truth. Nora wanted the truth of me. She wanted the truth of the word coming through. And that way you can go in a little bit more unbiased and be pleased for the confirmation and question the discrepancies. There's one in Florida who lives amongst the Jewish community. And therefore, he would like to kind of pull them down. So he kind of, you know, he shifts a lot of his work toward his own focus. And yet, I will tell you, this one has really dug and stretched and has hit a lot of it right on the nose, except for just a fragment or two. So delight in the wondrous giving of one to another. And enjoy the unfolding of the story of your history. But don't get confused. And I'm afraid, for instance, if this kind of writing goes out to the public, the wrong impression will come. Not because of what's in the writing, but because of the impression. The Lemurians, and especially Mu, who came just a little bit before and got in real trouble, and then the Lemurians finished it off. So basically, you're talking about the whole thing. But you see, the first major continent was all on one side of the world. And that was Pan. So you have to remember that everything evolved on this planet according to a play of creation, if nothing else. I don't know how else to put it. You have developed it all through the years. And these advanced societies, such as Lemuria and Atlantis, that got so advanced they could destroy themselves, were caught in the trap of the evil already afoot on the planet. So just be discerning in your reading. And read everything with God in your presence. And then the things that are not correct will be corrected for you. You don't have to have a master teacher standing there crossing this out and this and this and this. If you are learned and come into knowing, you will automatically process that, and those questions that remain, you'll be able, within in your inner guidance, to have fulfillment of that which you request, and that is knowing. Let me know the truth of this. There is such geophysical fascination as old Lemuria rises. As these geophysical activities take place on what you now consider your world. At some point from Pan, where everything was lumped in one lump on one side of the planet, you've come a long way. And something had to happen along the way to cause that. So when we talk about Lemuria rising, it isn't like some crystal city, all sparkling clean and its windows polished, is going to rise out of the sea. If you get that, it's going to come down from out of the sky, precious ones. We're not going to deal with this nonsense that they talk about out of Cape Canaveral, where they launch a confounded satellite that they say was right on target. It blew up in front of God and everybody. And now they have to make an explanation why they're not getting any results from what they sent. And then they do the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard. Canaveral is 150 miles away from where that hurricane hit. And yet they say damage and debris from the hurricane has put stuff, stuff, on that vehicle that will not allow it to go into its proper orbit and take pictures and do all that stuff it was going to do. So now guess what they're going to do? And the world sits there and absorbs this, just like those newscasters who were having a little fun with this very story. Well, first of all, they didn't get the rest of it out until somebody said, well, goodness, don't you think NASA could tell a little better than that whether or not there's stuff in the air 150 miles away? And they, and then they shrug their shoulders and say, well, we guess not. What are they going to do to fix it? They're going to scrub it and wax it. And the weatherman at this point said, well, I guess I'm just a weatherman. I guess I could go along with the stuff on it, but I want to know how, if it's out there off Mars, how they're going to scrub it. And what will a wax job do? Let it slide in there a little easier? Oh, well, I guess they know what they're doing. And that's the story. That's the explanation. And that undoubtedly, with all that stuff on it, will go into oblivion. Because along about the same time, they also blew up one in French Guiana. And they don't have an explanation for it. It was yours. So it's all over. It's all over. You have a situation where the Chinese are so furious with you and your president that they're going to pull out of the disarmament conference. Because arbitrarily, without asking your president, signed an executive order to sell F-16s to Taiwan. This comes along seemingly appropriately, but my goodness, right on the heels of Taiwan going into cahoots with North Korea. Communists. And they're at cross odds with China. This will give nuclear capability within strike range of mainland China. And they're ticked. Overly read what I wrote this morning so we can clear this up. I want to leave Callie knowing that her writing is valid.
I want to get a chance to speak after this, right? Patricia.
Very good.
Saturday, September the 5th, 1992. Watch it. My assumption is that editors are pulling out pertinent information from the writings which are suitable for the phone line. We have not time to daily write a special output unless there is something most urgent underway, of which you all are all aware and awaiting instructions and update. We have so many hot potato, spelled with O-E and S, in our own laps to handle that I ask understanding and patience. Our small crew, which gets smaller and smaller daily, has about all it can handle with the adversary's workers from right within our household firing death rays at us. This is not new news, for I have stated it continually with the ones right in the room at the time, drowsing off or looking wide-eyed and innocent, and exclaiming, attaboy. Most are simply tools and are too sleepy to realize what they do. Others act in need for self-involvement, and others are simply downright evil, wishing to live off the work and assets of another, and will do anything in the name of greed and need. It is apparent that ones at Criminal Politics saw fit to unmask a user in the midst, and now that person has turned full frenzied attack upon us, as we seem to be the last bastion standing between him and totally deceiving some of our own people who had come here originally asking for protection and guidance. I have no pick with that which transpires between men unless it involves our work or our people. This now does both and will no longer be tolerated. In the threats to blackmail us in some perceived fancy that there are hidden agendas and criminal actions of some sort, this person has defiled every confidence of workers, employees, courts, and even stolen the Liberator mailing list and that of America West, and then fingers one of the office persons as having arranged it. This is to somehow cause him to appear more righteous in his actions. I must now soon make public that incident, for our promise to you was that no one would go into anyone else's mailing list, and we have had inner battles over that point on several occasions. Now there is no earthly way to track what this man and his insiders have done or utilized, and I have to inform you of this theft. This is not accusation. The man told us he had it, and if we did not do what he required, he would mail to all on the listings and blow you out. I have confidence in the Liberator readings to understand our situation, and we shall do all possible to retrieve the information, but once claimed to other computer disks, it is hard to be sure you have retrieved all stolen information. It is turned over to Mr. Tipps, attorney, and the Constitutional Law Center, but resolution has not yet begun. The man further is efforting to cause ones to cash out their gold reserves, collateral in the Institute, demanding full payment when prices are lower than when purchased, causing other participants to have loss. This will not happen to you who have set security in the Institute. A splinter group has decided to make a trek to Colorado to form their own group arrangements at the expense of a poor, misguided, and confused person who had originally placed her funds with us to prevent just such foolish actions should opportunities arise. We do not, however, have authority to protect her, for she shall not cause damage to any other participant, and I make that clear. EJ and Norma have, prior to this, made loans to cover calls and other shortfalls to ensure the security of every participant. This will not longer take place, as I am weary of my people, who do not save serve, bearing the burden in a crumbling world because of persons who have no godly intent, only use of our system to further their own greedy desires. This man is desperate for funds, and this child will lose everything. I cannot help what she does further, but she will not take winnings and gain when she has created loss and chaos. It is an excellent sorting tool. It is an excellent sorting tool, however. One in the group, after over a year, still drives an automobile which is the Institute's. I ask that it be retrieved. Blackmail and infiltration with intent to do harm is not a ticket to longer using that which is provided by and for God. The man behind this is recognized by you as John Coleman. He goes in his gated community where America West and the Liberator paid all expenses to move him in and stabilize his family, along with publishing a book at my request.